This is the latest world news from the BBC. The foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan have attended US brokered talks in Washington aimed at resolving their dispute over the territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. The negotiations came only a matter of hours after the latest exchange of fire between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces posted on their border. Fighting between inmates in a prison in Ecuador has left at least five people dead. The National Prisons Agency said inmates at the jail in the capital Quito had fought with knives, but people in the vicinity said they heard explosions in the jail. More than 400 people have died in clashes between drug gangs in Ecuador's prisons since 2020. The gunman convicted of killing 51 people at two mosques in New Zealand in 2019 has filed an appeal against his convictions and his sentence. Brenton Tarrant last year claimed he'd received degrading treatment while in custody. Phil Mercer reports.
Brenton Tarrant carried out New Zealand's worst ever terrorist attack. The self-confessed white supremacist stormed two mosques in Christchurch during Friday prayers, armed with military-style weapons. Part of the assault in March 2019 was live-streamed on Facebook. Tarrant pleaded guilty to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and a terrorism charge. No date has yet been set for his appeal against his convictions and sentence.
Researchers in Canada have discovered that bass frequencies play a key role in getting people dancing. Neuroscientists said that participants in a small-scale study moved around 12% more on the dance floor when a very low-frequency bass was played. The bass was too low to be heard, leading researchers to conclude that it stimulated parts of the skin and inner ear that are closely connected to the body's motor system, which controls movement. And that's the latest BBC News.